In 1979, New Mexico musician Jake Arellano wrote and recorded the song Cuentas que te vas. Arellano died in a car crash in 1984. 30 years later, his son Chris, who lives in Albany, made his own recording.
I've always wanted to make my own arrangement of the song. It's special to our family. It was the song that we played during his funeral.
Most of Arellano's album was recorded in Oregon, but Cuentas was done in Taos. It's a unique combination of norteño and country. Accordion meets pedal steel. Arellano made a few changes to his father's song.
I was going for kind of a Bakersfield country kind of sound is what I was after, a Buck Owens, Dwight Yoakam kind of thing. So I wrote a little intro. So I just kind of wrote that.
He tweaked the lyrics.
Tú me cuentas que te vas, que me vas a abandonar, que te vas a despedir, donde no debe jamás.
A Taos radio station picked it up.
Request came in really quick for the whole song and just blew up from there and made its way up to Albuquerque, and now it's just been on fire.
It's also getting airplay in Austin and Nashville. While a well-regarded teacher and guitarist, Chris is not a household name in Oregon, but in New Mexico, he can pack a concert hall.
And now a song from his latest CD release, our next, Chris Arellano.
At KANW Radio in Albuquerque, program director Kevin Otero says Arellano has the best-selling album at the station's music store.
Here in New Mexico, Chris is viewed as a rising star. You can really hear the emotion and the passion.
Vagando paso la vida, no más recorriendo el mundo.
Chris says the CD, called Chris J. Arellano, follows his musical journey from childhood in New Mexico to time as a session player in Nashville to Oregon.
A mí no me falta nada.
Otero says Arellano is invigorating New Mexico Spanish music by doing things like a version of the traditional Puño de Tierra with an arrangement inspired by John Prine.
I just wanted to play music that I loved. I didn't care if it was country, I didn't care if it was blues, I didn't care if it was Spanish. I didn't have any expectations. I just wanted to record a project that I was proud of.
I'm Jacob Lewin, KLCC News.
There's a silent sign setting on the land where that cowboy rides with his gun in his hand, and those silver spurs strapped to